Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 5th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about fuel price increases in Zimbabwe.
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly right now at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo short wave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can catch us at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and Fundebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about fuel price increases in Zimbabwe and its impact on local people.
The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petrol and diesel by up to 29% on Saturday after Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube raised import tax on fuel last week.
According to the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority, petrol now costs $9.01 Zimbabwe dollars from $7.55. Diesel costs $9.06 Zimbabwe dollars.
And to date, fuel prices have been increased four times since June by more than 500% this year due to the sliding local currency.
Prices of basic commodities and services have more than doubled since June when the government renamed the RTGS currency as the Zimbabwe dollar, which has been sliding in value amid widespread shortages, including power, fuel, and the United States dollars.
And most people are now struggling to make ends meet while the government says it is fixing the ailing economy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
So joining the conversation right now on all our Facebook platforms, and would like to also hear from you, our followers, both on radio and on Facebook, on what you think about what is happening to the economy.
Kuzobuya ke idizili $9.06. Okutsho ukuthi idizili sidula okudlula ke ipetrol. So ke sikhuluma ke lentengo yempahla etshiyeneyo kanye yakhuphuka silo kumangalisayo. Lokhu kuzokwenza ukuthi abantu bakhale ngokuthi elizweni leZimbabwe abasenelisi ukuthi baziphilise ngemfanelo. Kusukela nje ngoJune kanye ngazani ke ifuel isikhuphuke kunye okumangalisayo, amafutha ezimota angane abiza kunye okumangalisayo. So ke kunjalo ke mavulasi.
Kune avo vachango va kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokukwazisai nhasi pa Live Talk tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika. Panguva iyo mitengo yemafuta ekufambisa akadai sepeturu nedizu iri kuramba ichikwira. Tinonzwa isu kuti nemusi weSaturday kana kuti mugovera takaona isu Ntuli Ncube kana kuti Regulatory Authority ichiti iyo yakwanisa iyo kunge ichikwidza mutengo wemafuta. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano uyezve pari zvino tiri kunzwa kuti mafuta ekufambisa edizu ava kutodhura kukunda epetrol. Mafuta epetrol ari kusvitswa iwo pa $9.01 diesel richiita iro $9.06. Saka pindai muchirongwa mutiudze kuti kwenyu kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yemafuta, uyezve kana muri kuenda kuzvitoro zvinhu zvichiri kunge zviri kuramba zvichikwira here, tichiona kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa watanga iwo kuramba uchikwira. Uyezve hurumende inonzi iyo yawanikwa ichikwidza mutengo wemafuta by 500%, zvinoreva kuti yakakwidza mutengo uyu kana iro gore rino iri. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti pindai muchirongwa mutiudzewo kwamuri uyezve kuti kwakamira sei panyaya yemafuta iwaya ekufambisa. Ari kuwanikwa here kwamuri ikoko? Muri kuawana here pamagaraji kwamunenge maenda? Uyezve pindai muchirongwa, kana mapindai muchirongwa monyora sita renyu uyezve nenhamba dzenyu. Makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuti mupinde muchirongwa gidi.
At the same time, Marvelous, there is a statement that has been sent out by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, indicating that the former president Robert Mugabe has been in Singapore for the past couple of months because he's not feeling well. So he's assuring the nation that he's recovering well, but at the same time he's saying people should pray for him. So he went there for a checkup and kanyazana kunjalo zulukandaba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi abantu kumele bakhulekele umongameli waye umongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe uthi kezwa kuhle lokho wahamba khona ngale eSingapore ngo-April kodwa ke uthi ke hayi amadokotela amgangela abona ngani sengconywana uyaphenduka kwele Zimbabwe.
Na uza tiri kubva kutambira kune avo vakateerera ndechekuti pane zvinyorwa zvabva kuhofisi yemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe pari zvino vari kunzwa havo zvakanaka uyezve vanga vari kunze kwenyika kuSingapore uko vari kuenderera mberi vachirapwa vari kuti ivo veruzhinji mupinde pamunamato muchinamatira vaMugabe sezvo kunyangwe zvavo vari kunaya. Gibbs, what I'm not understanding, is he saying the former president is still in Singapore?
He's still in Singapore. He went there early April, and is recovering. He sent a delegation to Singapore, you know, to go and check him up, and he's saying he's actually recovering. Maybe he should be back home as soon as possible. So he's still there.
Aiwa, tichiweza rapa nyaya tatu kutawara kuti, shurikunzi isho, na vamo nangagwa, wakatumira ivo numa, kuSingapore kuti vaende kunoona kuti vaMugabe vari kunzwa sei uyezve vari kuti hanzi vaMugabe vanaya mbijana asi vachiri kuda munamato saka vari kukurudzira ruzhinji munyika kuti hanzi pindai pamabvi murambe muchinamatira vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Mazwi aya anyorwa iona vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muzvinyorwa zvavanyora nhasi.
So I think we've got our first guest, if we have to go back to our topic of the day, and I think this is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya is an economic commentator based in Harare. Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And I don't intend to pray for Mugabe, so I'd rather pray for Kukurangi victims.
So, anyway, people have options, but we hope for the best for the old man, anyway. So, now, Mr. Ngwenya, the fuel price increases have been going on since, June, or maybe since January this year when there were protests, you still remember. So what is going on, really?
This is where this criminal junta is very heartless and no conscience. We are told that Bill Rautenbach, who owns Green Fuels, invested millions and millions of dollars in to try to lessen the burden by blending imported fuel with his ethanol. So I do not understand why there is a need to keep on increasing price of fuel rather than increasing the proportion of the blending. So how does the local content, how does the green fuel content in the whole matrix of fuel operate if there is just an increase? Why? Because, the whole, value chain of fuel is maintained on a US dollar. So if you are selling at a pump price of less than the market rate, which is about 9 to 10, RTGS per US dollar, you cannot raise enough money to import fuel. So this Ramangundi, 2 months ago, he misrepresented to the nation that the Reserve Bank is going to be allocating money to fuel importers. So what is happening with that money is because the keys are not going away. So it means that the Zera is trying to chase the US dollar so that the replacement value is based on the market rate of the US dollar.
Vangwenya tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Mombotipawo maonero enyu tiri kuona kuti vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti ivo peturu nedizeri zviri kuramba zvichikwira munyika uyezve zvinorevawo kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichikwira. Zvinorevei izvi kana kuti sei zviri kuramba zvichidaro?
Munoziva vateereri chitsotsi chagara chiriko ndechekuti awosahwira vedu vanonzi Bill Rautenbach vane Green Fuel Company kuchiredzi vainzizo vakapinza mari dzakawanda kuita kuti vari nenzimbe kuti nzimbe iyaiya ishandiswe kuti yowedzera yatingati local content kuti kana chifuel kana chipirwa munyika woisawo muto wenzimbe kuti chikani naku kurwazi wanoku nekubisa enoku pinda petro asmesha kukana mtu wacho nzingo chinji urukuitwa mu mafuta hacho kose mafuta hacho rukungura mba chikwira nchini wa utipani pagara kane chito chiripono kuti chio yedu ino kontuwa ni katea wanu wa shoma shoma wa tatuka na waziri and uye zi mtunga miruwe reserve bank wa mnanguja wakati wo wachapa wano uunja mafuta maari ukunja wa chunja mafuta saka chinoa nita nese kuti ndonguti atina maari ukunja kwe nyika madola haya tino tinga pa pound price ataya tinga nifilo ye $5 haakwani kutenga lita rimwechete saka kilipo nito kutu waka kuja kusha kutenga na kutuofu wacha zowa na manje kutu wapi muna nonga achimu nita petro ukwa nita kutenga dola at intermarket indika interbank rate saka fiyo yacho ili kutu dingiri yana ne mtengo dola mfika mtema
aiwa mubu bata makadaru vangwenya Gibbs
ye ngasika ngila vangwenya sponu kuti umtelo wena lo we mtengo ya mafuta petrol le diesel ilo kikupuka velo ngapeliwe kutu abantu bacho kuti kuhambelana pela loku le intermarket rate lezi eskona kambe vele kumele kuti nga ukupula intengo ye petrol usebenzise kona konoko kumbe kulokunye njalo kumele ukangele
akhe nga vele ukuqili bakho na babe vele khona ukuthi sicela ukuthi ipetrol ithengwa ngama ngemali yangaphandle ama US dollar kodwa ukuze usize idola lakhona wena ufanele ukhiphe i-9 lo i-$10 nanxa ngifike lapho esikotshweni lesana sesepetrol ngikhipha i-$5 ngi-6 ngithi umuntu vele engithenga kuye akakwanisi ukuthi ayithenga ifike lakhona ngoba uyabe sefanele ayekhipha i-10 lo i-$12 eduleni lilodwa so ugoni umnyamanguja u-reserve bank governor wayethe khona uzobanikeza imali yangaphandle kwelizwe nge-1-to-1 kodwa awenzi ngoba i-interbank rate isikhwelile su-8-9 so kuqakathekile ukuthi bakhweza intengo kodwa phela ansi kube ujahalo wami othi angubhili i-rate and pay osetsherezi olima imfe esithena umsobho wakhona ufanele ufakwe kupetrol kwenzela ukuthi singabi lenkinga yokubhadala imali ephezulu kodwa asaboni manje ukuthi umsobho wakho usebenzana amatosi kushiso machisuma amatosi amaningi azama ukuthi akhame uzi bezimba ukuthi bazize imali eningi
ye kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi konoko womhluzi lo wemfe nxa sugangela kwabo waba le jack tropa into ezinjalo kwagcina kudilika so lakho lokho kwakudilika ngayo
akudilekanga ngoba vele imitshini yakhona ivele imitshina omhluzi wemfelwane uvele wawuvele ukhona lo usmith wavele esebenzisa lakhona lobe e-South Africa e-Brazil itechnology yakhona vele yi-intsha okuhluphayo ukuthi umsobho wakhona umhluzi wakhona uthengiswa ngemali ephezulu so ungazihlanganise le mafutha la avela ngaphandle kwelizwe imali yakhona vele kayintshintshi ngoba i-petrol le ithengiswa ngabantu abalutshwane i-cartel so bona vele phakathi kwabo bebathathu bona abantu wakhona bavele bahlale phasi bathi bathi khona imali kayenzi imali eningi lapha akudingi ipetrolukuthi yedlule ipetrol ezambia thina siyithethingisa umhluzi wakhona kito kube ukugqilwe kugele ngokukhona lapha mfowethu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So he's talking about the ethanol project in Chiretsi, even maybe in Manicaland. So he's saying that he's wondering why there is no blending of ethanol with the petrol. So he says there's something that is not going right.
Yeah, correct. Let's take a look at what. Tangoti nema callers aripa nare tangata kuda kuverenga kunemi aripa Facebook asi tombo mira tigeitende kuna caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, trukshora nani uye zvemuri kupi?
Oh, mutora na matongo ndiri kuno South Africa.
Taura itinzwe vamatongo. Kwakadi ku South Africa.
Aiwa, tsungoza mazama.
Taura itinzwe.
Aiwa, nawe kukwira kwemutengo iri kundotishaisa mufaro nekuti inobva yangoita kuti zvese zvinobva zvangoma munyika. Hapana chino nekuti zvinhu zvese zvinobva zvakokwira. Dai zvaibvira ivo vakuru dai zvaibvira vakuru venyika vangonzwana navo zvinhu zvingoendeka vanhu tiwane mufaro wedu kanzi kwatatambura
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura navo ivo vakuru venyika vamaiti chii
Ndaende wana mukana kuti taure navo ndaiti ndaivakurudzira kuti vabvisisane tibatane semhuri yeZimbabwe. Timboisa makaka kusawirana pasaiti. Tongoita chinhu chimwe chete sevana veZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti tinogona kubudirira.
Aiwa, tinokutenda ichaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka mukoma.
Zvakanakete.
Our caller there is asking for the leaders. Mr. I think he's calling for the leader of the opposition to now join hands with the leader of the country, Emmerson Mnangagwa, saying those two, him and Chamisa, should join hands and forget about their differences and, you know, sit on the drawing board and come up with a plan, because he says people have suffered enough.
Right. Let's go back to Mr. Ngwenya. So, Mr. Ngwenya, you see that due to the fuel price increases, you know, people have to pay about $3 a trip in terms of commuters, you know, when you are using combis. But when you are using Zupcos, you have to pay about 50 cents. So tell us a bit about this.
Right. You know, the tragedy of government subsidies in public transport is well documented. But you find that this is why there have been generations and generations of Zupcos coming into this country from China, from Belarus, from everywhere. Mm. And after they run their life, you know, their new life of the engine, they cannot maintain it. Because if you are going to be paying 50 cents, you are not. It's not even 1/100th of the cost of a liter. So the money that is being poured into these fuel subsidies. This is why even the private fuel market does not have fuel, because the government has to pour millions of liters into this Zupco subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary relief, because eventually nobody in Zupco or the government will be able to maintain those buses, because they are not accumulating any savings to maintain the buses. So it's just but a temporary relief, and before we know it, 3-4 months down the line, when these buses cannot be maintained, we'll be back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was necessary for this government to be more reasonable, to say if the general combi price is about $4 or $5, they charge half, which is $2.50. I don't think Zimbabwe would have complained. So what they are doing now is they are setting themselves for failure, because they won't be able to maintain those buses in the medium term.
Yeah, thank you so much, and stay on the line. So, just love about Lord Spanda. Come on, Baba Spanda, what's your name? Baba Lord Spanda, kunjani?
Siyaphila baba njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Sikhulume ngakhona kuke amafuthe ezimota akhuphuka ongapheliyo kwele Zimbabwe. Kambona uthini ngakhona kho?
Hey, into leyo izinhlungu kakhulu mani, ngoba masithi siyakhangela ngendlela akhuphuka ngakhona, akhuphuka okungaphezulu kwamandla ethu sinabantu. And the engikunanzelela ukuthi ipetroli yasekhaya kayithengwa out of country, ize liyatholakala lapha. So ukuthi why kumele ikhuphuke kangaka, ayinto yakhona isihluhlungu.
Ipetrol ithengwa kwamanye amazwe, so ke kumele kudingakala idola phela ukuthi iyethengwa emazweni lawo. So ngoba ilizwe leZimbabwe kalila mgodi yokwemba kumbe ngithi yokuthi kucongozela ipetulo. Yeah, so ikona kungani kuyahlupha. So xa ukuthi besesimali
imali yakwamanye amazwe akufanele angithenge laphana ekhaya, ekubeni layona ekhaya eliyona bhondi lelo lingatholakali futhi.
So ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni manje?
Yebo ba,
kumele kwenziweni futhi.
Ngokubona kwami ikuthi kusuka kube thina abantu, siyakhula thina abantu besiNdebele, sisuka sibulawe yibugwala ngokuthi sizimele noma siyilwele into engeyethu, especially emathebeleleni laphana. Kube siyalwela ukuthi lathi kube khona owakithi ophathayo, ngoba uma ngithi ngiyabheka mina, yabona ngikhuluma kumanje namhlanje, angila lapho engihlala khona, la engakhe khona ama-resettlement kwathiyakhethwa kusele endaweni ezazingamaplazi. So konke lokhuyana kuye layini leyo abantu beyayivotele izani kukhethela udlulileyo. Ngikubuza ukuthi ngobani abavotela izani sezuba sihlukunyezwa okungaka? Kube kuthiwa kukhona owakithi esintwini ophatha laphana, kube uya-understand ama sikhuluma ngaleyo indaba
nokukhuphuka kwezinto esikhuluma ngakho.
Kodwa
kudala ukuthi sikale thina abantu besintwini sibe nesibindi sokukhetho wethu, ezosimele siyokhalaza kuye asizwele, a-understand, akwazi ukuthi akumele lokhuyana akulungise, ngoba ngaze sikhale kunje sithi kumbe kwenze so kukhuphu kwehle kwenze so, akusiyeke sibakhona labana abantu beMpumalanga.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Ngeke sibakhone kalula.
Sibonga kakhulu ke baba Sibanda, ungathini lokusasa. Yeah, so Mr. Lot Sibanda says the bottom line is elections.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are electing wrong people, then don't expect them to give you anything. So he says elect your own guy, he's going to represent you well. Then end up having good prizes and all those kind of things. So I'm told we've got a caller on the line. I guess it's too slow.
Hello.
Oh, we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma.
Mm-hmm.
That's our second guest. He's a former member of parliament for Pelandaba Mpopoma. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are things there?
No, we are struggling along.
Yes, so I think we can pose a question.
Maybe let me come back to, in fact, let me first say hello to our Facebook followers, and I'll come back to you, Mr. Chuma. Since mapa na ripanap. Tina Courage Mutobaya na YouTube Feni Darguti. I'm watching you from South Africa and Rikuno ku Wheat Bank. Simangaliso Arguti hi Tinotenda Mazinda and Maswera Seiko Muria Zimbabwe and Rukukona Jang Rikuno ku Cape Town. I watinok chinga mize kwakadiko Cape Town uko Tinotenda Mzinda and please call me Fungai Nyama Pokoto. Arguti Makadi ni Rukukufonira and Riku Zimbabwe, please call me Fungai Chaiza Kukufonira Bonskot, kwakadiko kumusha uko ku Zimbabwe, Morgan Yamataka, Arguti Maskwera Seiko Muria Zimbabwe. I'm watching you from Cape Town. Cape Town doinenge irikutonga ipo panapa. Clinton Guta Aripano, Alfred Kamunjomans, I'm watching you from Cape Town again. Thanks for updating us every day about the situation in Zimbabwe. Vatipa number zake Courtney Mepi Courtney Anzi. Varikuti wa vasikufara ne battle riri kutonga pari zvino hanzi hamina kuti vane vanhu vakavavhotera here. Regaindi vandaenda manje kuna vachuma. Mr. Chuma, there are a lot of people complaining about the escalating prices of fuel, especially in the past few days, and they are actually blaming the ruling party, saying that, you know, they are not doing enough to help the situation in the country. What's your take?
Well, it's a very simple matter, madam. We have moved away from the American dollar, and we've now gone into our own currency, our own money. And therefore, if you notice, the prices of fuel and many other goods have been pegged using the United States dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've moved to the Zim dollar, definitely we must expect that the prices will begin to align to the rate, the prevailing rate of the Zim dollar versus the American dollar. So this is something that was expected to happen. And while it was happening, the only unfortunate thing in this whole game plan here is that business employers are busy adjusting their prices according to the rate, the current rate that they're prevailing, to the goods and services that they offer, but they are not doing the same with the salaries. I'll give you an example. If say somebody was buying a bottle of cooking oil for say $2, and now it's going for $20 because they've adjusted it from the $2 US dollar to the $20 Zim dollar. It means that there's a times ten adjustment to that price. Why is NTM Hyper or Zimbabwe not doing the same thing to the pay operator salary, which is probably $300 US? So now why don't they multiply it again as well by 10 and make it $3,000? Because if she begins to earn $3,000, it will now not be an issue when they buy cooking oil for $20 because the demand is adjusted accordingly. But here we have a situation whereby goods and services going up and keep on going up according to the prevailing rate or the years to the Zim dollar, but the same is not applying to our salaries. And this is where that gap is, and this is where everybody now feels the pinch and starts crying loud. So What is supposed to happen now is that employers, the business world, must now start adjusting salaries of its workers, removing from that US dollar component to the Zim dollar component, and they must use that in the bank rate. And once we do that, we will begin to feel, a bit of relief, and there will be no too much crisis like we are like experiencing right now. Because if you look at it, when fuel is said to be $9 right now, it's almost equivalent to what? To about $1 US, $1 US dollars, right? So in real talk, it's not expensive. But because we have not adjusted the earnings of people, that is why people think that it is expensive. But if you compare it, look even in South Africa, I think the rand is 1:14 to, US dollar. Look at how much the fuel is. It's around 13, 14 to 17 rand per liter. That is realistic. And then this makes it easy for even anyone who wants to import that fuel to be able to do so, because they know that when they come and sell it, they recoup the proper value of money, which makes business sense for them to be in that business of importing the fuel. And then we'll begin to have even less stress, and these shortages and the fuel queues will begin to be a thing of the past if we live in reality. Populism will not help us here. We need to be real. Let's all take the adjustment. We are adjusting prices as businesses, but why not adjusting wages for your employees? So that is 1:1.
Please hold on. We have a caller. Hello, caller. I watched it. What did you say? And I knew you were going to be.
Murukutaura na Thomas Mudavan, ndiri ku South Africa. Wakuru kurwadziwa pane zvandoda kuti ndimboedza kuti ndibatsire kana vakateerera vanhu vezano PF kusvika kumaminista nevamwe vese vangakwanisa. Mashoko angu makuru ari kundirwadza kutaura kudai. Ndina mai nini vangu muni kunoona yangu vanga vakaguka gumbo, vakatyoka gumbo. Vakatora mavhiki anokwana kuita 3 weeks veitadza kurapwa dhokota unouya kamwe chete pamutare. Asi chiri kundinesa vana president vakarwara kazwa kuti vamugabe vari kuSingapore. Ndege dzavanoenda nadzo ndozvazi ndege yakakura ine mapacities akawandisa. Vamwe vari kuiswa kuIndia. Hazviitiwo here kuti vayakuenda nendege yavo yavatorowo vamwe varombo vondorapwawo navo sevanhu avo vapfumi vanongosiyawo havagari pedyo navo mundege macho vanogarawo masikari sure sure kuti kungopotawo vechitapudza havo pazindege reseriya kuti ritakure munhu wani kana kuti vanhu vekuu makorokota vondogara mumahotera hazviitiwo here ndaida kuti mundibvunzirewo kuvanhu vezano PF kana kuti vangandishandura here vachirumanzi nevamwe varipo ndege dzavo idzi hadziitiwo here kutakura varombo kuti vandoraramawo dani kuti kurarame vanhu vaviri vachiemba vari kurapwa kuIndia vari kurapwa muno musouth africa veienda nendege vamugare vari kuSingapore nendege ari one but varombo vari kupere kufa vana vedu vari kupere kufa.
Aiwa, vamuda vanhu regai tivunze varipo panapa
vachuma.
Mr. Chuma, I don't know if you understand Shona, maybe I can translate for you.
Yes,
Mr. Chuma. Munotaura kamanzwa vamuda vanhu varipo apa vada kunzwa hanzi. Kondege idzi dzatinonzwa kuti dziri kutakura vakuru venyika, tanzwa izvezvi mutungamiri wenyika vati vamugabe vari kuSingapore kwavari kurapwa uyezve kubvira April. Saka vari kuti hatigonewo here kutakurawo vamwe vasingawani sehama yavo iyi yakakuwarai. Pindurai tinzwe.
Ndavaza chaizvo vakuru vanga vechibvunza. Unfortunately, I am meeting in the Rumende, the Kambashi. Arab Emirates ubo vauya nemishina yekuzvipatara vakauya nezvimwe zvinhu mapirizi nezvinhu zvakadai dai kuti tiedze titange kugadzirisa kuti zvipatara zvedu panapa zviite zvipatara zvekutoti unogona iye prezidenti yavo anogona kunopinda vakarapa ikoko kana unobuda itibikanina your choice but we want to get mafacilities edu aya kuti ashande futi zvakare nemazvo chaiko kuitira kuti vanhu vasade kubuda panze. Saka this is the drive that is happening and I am glad kuti United Arab Emirates yanyato tigashira taizvo acha president akagaenda koko kunobuda pay state visit kwao kwakutanga kubhadhara manje nekuti they are even commenting kuti vanzi vachavhura a plant here in Zimbabwe muno Zimbabwe ichamanufacture madrugs ichamanufacture equipment zvechitabara kuti at the end of the day I'm sure let's give it a year or two tichasvika papoint yekuti tinosasambotaura zvana India zvana Singapore zvana South Africa toida kuziva kuti wakugona kuti ukangonza marwadzo ese wonanga kupilo wonanga paraunata zvako zvobva zvafaya wobuda wese wabhomu.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamuda vanhu amino kana muchiripo maguswa here nezvataurwa navachuma.
Ndiri kunzwa handina kugutsikana. Chandisina kugutsikana ndepekuti hapasi kujekeswa kuti ndege iyi hapana werespisi zvokuti varombo zvokuti mishonga ichatengwa inotengwa kunenge kwasa vanhu vangani varombo. Painouya mishonga iyo vanhu vari kufa everyday kuparire nyatwa kugomo kumpilo hospitari vanenge vasa vangani kungoisawo vashoma kuti vandoraramawo.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa.
Vandoraramawo vaya vanovhota varombo tisinovhota tichitovhotera ivo vapfumi vava kungovaisawo mundege havo vanosiyanisa ndege ndakamboikwirawo neni dzimwe dzakakura dzinotakura vanhu vanosvika kuma200 dzimwe ma1 something kungotakurawo hako kana kuti 10 passengers dzega.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa. Ndofunga kana
wangu auzonyatsokupindurwa ipapo.
Ehe, aiwa, tinokutendai nekuti vachuma vati ivo havasi mutauriri wavamunangagwa kana kuti ofisi yavamunangagwa. Saka ndofungawo ikoko kuofisi yavamunangagwa vakateererwa vachazvinzwa. Asi tinotenda chaizvo nemubvunzo wamabvunza uyezve tinoshuvira kuti vekumahofisi ikoko vazvinzwa zvamataura. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Gives yeah. over to you. We have a caller here who was actually suggesting that because the president sometimes when he's going outside the country has a big plane and he just he just published a press statement saying the former president Robert Mugabe is in Singapore. So is it not possible, especially like when he is going or sending other government officials who are going for treatment outside the country, to also have a few poor people
to hitchhike?
Yes, to maybe take a few seats on the plane because they also want to get well. So he posed the question to Mr. Chuma, who was very graceful and answered him that, you know, he's not the spokesperson for the president, but he, you know.
Very good question, I think. So now, what is we like ku baba uri choice ngwenya? Baba ngwenya ngokuzwa wena lapha ke u baba uChuma ependula abantu sibili. Na kono kukuti ngasika kato mnoto, uzwe kusutisa hini, kono kukuluma ya mkuti ama prize suna lawa, aizwa kwa hini, kusia pambili, kusia kuna.
Na wea una pela vele, uwa kuchuma jomu mkwe zanu, uza za mkuti adumitise avale inkonga evele, evuta yenga vale hiyo. Ukitia misela vele uti umbuso we zanu, oko na katesi. Gabakwazi ukuthi inkinga ingaphi, gabakazwisisa ukuthi kanti inkinga ngoba nxa wena uzabe ulokhu kweza intengo yezinto uzacabanga ukuthi laba abavele bezika izimali ezilutshwane baza kwenza njani. Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi njengoba ngangilalele uMangunzi ayikhuluma last week nje emhlanganweni esithi yena ungazi ukuthi ungakweza intengo yezinto sikhweza futhi imiholo yabantu kuba le hyperinflation. So yena uMangoza uzama ukuthi avambe intengo cost of money inflation ukuthi ingakhweli. Yikho vele awusizikwenzakale ukuthi bakhweze imiholo yabantu. Lokho akukhuluma ukuthi kuzalungiseka nxa kunjani njani. Idola ivalu njengoba ngithilo futhi ukuthi ivalu chain yethu vele ikontrolwa lidola. Nxa idola lokhu lihlupha ukuzuza akula sikhathi besizafika khona ukuthi siphumelele ukuthi intengo zihlale ziphansi ngoba asibe asilungisi impahla eZimbabwe. Impahla zonke esizilungisayo sivela ngaphandle kwelizwe. So kuzasala kule pressure kwi-system yethu ukuthi idola libe lokhu ekudula ngaphandle kokuthi kuguqulwe indlela ezenziwa ngazo umbuso. Ubaba uMthulinyo uyalokhu ekhweza intengo ngoba umxothana lezi yesidola. Lokhu kunobaba uChuma hhayi siyakuzwa nje vele inhlalo yenza kukhulunywa ngabantu bezanupiyefu.
Yes, yeah, Bonga Kulu. So what Mr. Mkwenye is saying is that, you know, the shortage of foreign currency
mm-hmm.
is something that is really devastating the Zimbabwe's economy. So he says, besides the manufacturing sector being down mm-hmm. and other things, so which means that at the end of the day, there's no production. And when there's no production, there's no foreign currency coming in. So ngizokutaka esisilobaba ecingweni lapha what it says ukuthi silobani foid kunjani ncinga
ngiyaphila kunjani fast
ngiyaphila ngikhuluma lobani
ya uthami zulu ngilana nase Johanna Johannesburg
yeah unjani zulu
hayi ngiyaphila foid
yeah wena ubona njani khona ukuhlala kukhuphuka imtengo yamafutha ezimota ipetrol le diesel lokunye ukuthisa
Hey, le situation le yasekhaya inzima kakhulu and for now sengingasho into la isilo lesikhulu ngithi it's out of control. Uhulumende ngicabanga ukuthi uprovesi dala nje ukuthi wehluleka kuneminyaka neminyaka baphethe but ayikhona nje into engasalunga. Oba manje uma kukhuphuka amafutha kukhuphuka yonke into nje sengasho ngithi okuqala behluleka nje babona ukusebenzisana namanye amazwe angaphandle. Lapho ngicabanga ukuthi ikuba selfish ukuzicabangela bona wokuthi into efana nalezo so akuna foreign currency engenayo there's nothing moving nje babona nje bona bazenzela ama business outside because vele ba-corrupt and stuff so angiboni mina kuba noshintsho lapha nekhaya instead of ukuthi kube noshintsho and manje ngale sikhathi samanje ngicabanga ukuthi kuyoba worse bayona le mali abayifakile noma singayiboni thina abanye ngoba singaphandle kwamazwe yenza futhi isituation ibe wese situation yakho niba nzima kakhulu futhi kuthina esiphila ngaphandle kwezwe mkhathotshelo
mhm so kodwa kuyalungiseka yini konke kolokho okuhluphayo elizwe
mina ngicabanga ukuthi thina singabantu yithi singakwazi ukulungisa ngokukhipha lohulumeni akhona because now like uma ngifunda nje la sasingasisandaba nalokhu ngibona ukuthi ngapha endaweni yaselupane lo muntu wezano bamvotela abantu so yabona ukuthi masose nabantu laba bakholelwa evandleni lezanu PF angiboni kulungiseka because the only way to fix this ukuthi kukhishwe balangeleli gambela kusayo because ibona abantu ababulalizwe kahle kahle manje abantu nabo basekhaya basibulala mani ngokuvotela leli qembu lezanu ngicabanga ukuthi manje for now angeke ngisho ukuthi kuyalungiseka or akulungiseki because ngathi majority of the people they still believe kuzanu PF ukuthi ingalungisa kodwa they've proven themselves for years and years now ukuthi hayi bona banandaba nabantu
hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Zulu ungathela kusasa eh
hayi ngiyabonga mfakazo
siyabonga kakhulu so Mr. Thami Zulu he is saying the only solution to Zimbabwe's problems is removing the government saying the current government is not doing well so remove it, and that's it. So, maybe Juma will react later. Let's take a caller. Let's go to the caller. Eh?
Hello, caller.
Hello, Wadi.
Tiri Wadi. Tukutora nani uyeshe murukupi?
Muda nasi wangasin jeo mpiriku mondorengezu.
Kwa kadi iko kuo mondorengezu?
Aha. Zio mpiriku tambura kumo.
Aiwa, taura enyu tinzwe kupanya kukira kwe mafuta nezvimwe kwa kamira seye kuko.
Ndani hayi kukura kwezvinhu yati shungu zvazvikuru tikatarisa isi tinora mane magadeni
ehe
tinoda mafuta ekudirizisa ukaenda kuservice station kwacho mafuta haasi kuwanikwa paunoana pamikoto mazhinji anoda maus dollars
ehe
kuti unotenga mafuta neus dollar unogona kuwana achizi dollar per liter saka kuti titenge mafuta ten dollars unenge watochinja 100 and something mabhoni zona tinogadeni macho kutochaje munhu bhando remwe rino mari inoita $5 $3 vanhu vacho havasi kuwana mari
Saka munoita sei manjipamira pakadai tichiona kuti murikuti ndo raramiro ya murikuita. Panozofamba sei.
tinotoona kuti zvikaramba zvakadai kusvika muna December tinogona kunge tatobuda zvakare mubhizinesi macho nekuti tee tisingachikwanisi kuti titenge mafuta acho ekuti tidiise.
Mungatimi makatarisa nguva yamaimboita zvekurima izvi gore rapfuura maibata mari yakaita sei nezvamakuita iye zvinezvi?
Panguva yatakachishandisa maus dollars waisarawo uine mari yekuti mhuri irarame kana kutotengawo kambudzi kambudzi pagore, asi iye zvino iri zvakatooma. Mari iri kuperera mumunda yozi kuvatarisa bhegi racho izvo zvire kuti utenge fetalize reko da 360 zvichikwira kuti ukwanise kuzozvima.
Saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura neveurumende maiti chii?
Ndofunga ndakambotaura before ndaifungidzira kuti hurumende kwese kwaikuita kutenderera dai vanga vasina bvisa mari dzimwe dzose kwasara United States dora chete munyika zvinhu zvaiita zvakanaka.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo, tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa tei ndinotenda.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Mr. Joe, they are saying that he is running a gardening, shall we say, business in Mondorongezi, but he's saying he's really contemplating giving it up because he doesn't have enough money to buy fuel to be able to water his garden. And he's saying at least last year, this time, he was able to charge in U.S. dollars. That meant that he would have a little bit left for his family and also maybe to buy a goat or two, but now there's nothing left. So he's saying the government should revert to the US dollar.
Mr. Chuma, I think you heard the last caller here. You know, he's mentioning a lot of things, and to add on to that, the Zimbabwean government has talked, releasing figures, inflation figures, so meaning that maybe the economy is worse than what people are thinking. So at the end of the day, you know, what is going to happen to this country? Mr. Chuma?
There's one thing that people need or ought to do, understand and probably do. You know, even the Bible says there are different seasons. There's a time to die, there's a time to cry, to be happy. And even in our situation here, people must understand that there's a time for politics and campaigning and elections. Then definitely there must be a time for development. And development knows no political boundary. Development means that everybody thinks of Zimbabwe first and anything else later secondary. So we need now to move away from the political gear that we've gained so far and now engage the development gear. Once we do that, the beauty of it is that everyone becomes focused on giving Zimbabwe a chance to breathe. And then no one is looking down upon the other for whatever reason, whether be it tribal or partyism or whatever ism can want to creep into people's thinking. So we then now think of saying, what are the best solutions for Zimbabwe? We now have Nelson Chamisa and Emmerson Mnangagwa sitting on the same table and talking development for Zimbabwe. Just like I was so glad when I saw after the election in South Africa, when I saw the Malema and that day Sela all going up in Parliament congratulating Ramaphosa for winning the presidency, and everybody focusing on South Africa to say let's move on forward. And it also happened where you are in America. I remember Hillary Clinton, despite all the shenanigans that occurred on that election, she went on to embrace Trump and said, look, America first, let's back on the Bible, let's move on forward and prosper America. This is the thing, and this is the thinking that we need to actually cultivate in Zimbabwe.
But people are saying the election was stolen. That's the problem. Maybe that's the basis of the whole kind of, issue, you know?
My brother, people were given chances to bring in a fourth V11 and they went to court themselves and then lost the case. Right now, President Mnangagwa is recognized all over the world, even including by America itself. United Nations, the African Union, Saba. So what is the point of, why is there nobody, even the countries that seem to hate us? They've actually embraced the election results, and they've embraced the fellow as the rightful president of Zimbabwe. So why are we keep on betting on imaginary things like history and history? Yet this same person is being embraced all over. There's no country, not even one, that has come out and said, no, we're not recognizing the president of Zimbabwe because the election is stolen. Not even one. So why are you not moving forward? I tweeted on Chamisa's wall, telling him about the story in the Bible. If you remember, David was actually amended to be king while Saul was still alive and king. So David did not become king. He first waited for Saul to finish his mandate as king, but yet he was already amended by Samuel. But because Saul was there, David did not rush to go into the palace. He waited first until Samuel finished his mandate, and then he came in later after that. I was thinking to Samuel, said, why don't you wait as well? Let Saul finish his mandate, and then maybe one day we might begin to see something positive in you. But right now, the way you are fighting and making things worse like this, we are not believing in you at all.
Thank you.
So that is the point. We need to give each other a chance. We need to give the president a chance and all focus. If we critique, let's critique it positively by proffering a solution and suggestion.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Yes.
Our economy forward.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Stateke, ubaba usiphosiso ecingweni konapha. Ubaba usiphosiso kunjani?
Siyaphila, baba uDubele njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Wena ubona njani udaba lwezibapho ukuthi amafutha ezimota ahlale khuphuka nje ongapheliyo?
Hayi, Dube lento izwisa ubuhlungu, kodwa ke vele okusalayo ukuthi into engiyibonayo laphana vele amafutha emoto ngathi aona umuntu oyi-1 noma ngoyinangagwa noma ngibani. Ongakuthi ngabe bayadinga amakhampani amaningi azokwazi ukuthi enze i-competition every day, and uhulumende wakhona othi ukhona akakhontroli yonke into. Ukubonisa khona ukuthi lento vele ngeyakhe, okwenza ukuthi angavali ukukhuphuka kwamafutha emoto. Yini ngoba uma kukhuphuka kwamafutha emoto kukhuphuka yonke into, ukudla kuyakhuphuka, i-transport iyakhuphuka. Manje abantu bayophila njani ngaphezu kwalokho uthi uyawina ukhetho? Mina angikuboni lokhu ukuthi iZANU-PF iyafunde kuphela isiswele ukuthi ngenza njani. Isiziphilele ukuthi kudle bona kuphela. Siyahlupheka Dube, sisemazweni sibizwa ngazo zonke inhlamba esiyizo, kodwa nasekhaya kuyashisa. Akubonisi ukuthi mhlambe kungaba noshintsho ukuthi kube ngcono. Hayi, lokhu kusishoma kusiya phambili. Manje siyogcina ngani?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mfowethu. Ungathini lokusasa Sibusiso?
Siyabonga.
Yes, so according to Sibusiso, the only fix would be to have many companies to deal in fuel, and maybe that could be some kind of competitive field so that as many people can import fuel as possible. So I think the government actually opened that, and maybe the regulation part of it is through the energy authority. So that maybe that's where the problem is.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Sisima Zumagadu.
I want to reward the truth or an annuity, Murukupi.
I'm not Brad Gibbs. Muri taura na Godfrey hapa ndi vakaoka kufa.
Taura itinzwe.
Nyacho yemafuta yakatomera munhu wese. Chinoneza ndiko kuti ukanza vakuru vedava vana chuma vachitaurava. Handizoti vari kuraramira kunyika iti. The same song yavaingoimba iyoyo vachitaura kuti ha toda kudai namanje vachitongozviita vachitongoimba the same song. And the other one who composed the only song where the nanny was the one around.
Saka point was say up, I mean, she's on Gadakona, she talked to his family.
Oh, God, the good people, sure, I could, but you don't want to go. You are what I'm for the Montgomery and put out a tragedy. You get the Rota for 150, but you didn't even want it. Saba zvakadari izvozvo zvinongoramba zvichienda nekuda kwekuti ivo havabvume kuti zvinhu hazvina zvashata, havanenge vachingoti zvinhu zviri right.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, tinokutendai chaizvo kola.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Ngwenya, mino kana muchiripo panare. Vangwenya.
Tiripo.
Ehe, mumbo tibatsira manzwa zviri kutaura kola izvi, mungati chii nezvaari kutaura.
Haicho kwati nokuti vanhu vanotonga vezano pefu vagara vanhu vanongora vachingotaura kuti tichazodai tozodai. Kana ivo handiti vari kuti vane mandate vakavhoterwa navanhu. Saka kana pane crisis vaira kuti kuizvi zviri kunetsa vari kutsvagira chanisa kumutsvagira chii. Ngavagadzisei nokuti ndo vakatiwa mukana uku wokutonga. Saka kana wakanzi unotonga kana uri mubhora uri muground uchitamba, tamba kana wachitadza unogara vabhenji. Saka ndinoona sechokuti nini kana vakabvuma kuti vataka. Kutsvagwa munhu akazvimirira ega anovagarisa pasi ivo vachamisa navanhu navanangagwa. Hazviite kuti munangagwa adaidzechamisa nokuti chamisa ari kutoti iwe wacho uri kudaidza ndiwo une mhosva yekudibirira vetsarudzo. Saka vari kubvuma kuti pane problem zvekutaurwa navachuma izvi zvekuti tichadii togodai takazozvinzwa kugara. Legitimacy yagara haipo. Haziri kuti kana pasina legitimacy nyika dzese dzotaurwa kuti hapana legitimacy. Saka kana ivo vachitonga kana vachiti vari kugona kutonga vasanetsana nachamisa nokuti chamisa akagara kunze kumaspetita haana kana kutombogara pabhenji. Saka sekuona kwangu havazivi kuti dambudziko riri kupi ende kana dokta achitaura newe usingazivi kuti urunzwa chii hapana zvaangaita. Saka vanhu vezanu havazivi kuti chii chiri kukanganisika munyika, hapana kana purani yavanayo ivo chavanoda kungokubiridzira mhayo masarudzo chedu. Saka kana ngavatosiyana nazvo nokuti vari kuramba vachingokanganisa zvinhu. Vanhu vanogona vanoguma vagumbuka vanhu vakutemana nematombo musiriri vanhu vakufa. Saka ngavachirega zvichakanaka kana kuti ngavatsvage munhu anovagarisa pasi nekuti vanhu vanoziva kugadzita nyika variko asi havakwanisi kupinda munyika rava yezanupf yavo yakunyura mvura iyi.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line. I think you have a caller.
Yes, I've got a caller. Paul Ndlovu. Baba Paul Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani mfakazi?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Yey, kuyahlupha amafutha emoto. Ezimoto. Eh, wale zibabudile ngakho konoko.
Yazi ukuhlupha kwamafutha ezimoto, ngapha ukuthi nje konke okuhlupha ekhaya jikelele. Ngibona ngazathi mhlawumbe i-government ayisela maqhinga ukuthi le nto singazilungisa kanjani. So yeah, ngendlela embona ngakhona mina i-government eZimbabwe yabona kahle kahle ukuzehlisa masehlekile, angiboni ukuthi kungaba inkinga. Bona abazehlise bavuma ukuthi hayi sibe sizama but sokusehlule ukuthi sivuselele ilizwe sele bahlule. I'm sure ngicabanga futhi ukuthi le ndlela abalithatha ngayo ilizwe balithatha bengakwazi ukuthi balithatha belisa kuphi bapho ukugreba nje ipower. But ukuthi bazenzani after that babe ngelawo lawo maqhinga. Yikho nje ubona namanje ukuthi bayemuva or baphambili or bayenzeni ngabala plan. Bona bathatha ipower then kwaphela lapho but abala plan yelizwe. Yikho nje ubona ibizwe ngalihlupha ngale ndlela ngoba abala plan.
So ubona ngani kuyahlupha khonoko pokulungiswa njani? 1 minute.
Into indlela abangalungisa ngayo ndase ngithi mina kabazehlise bavuma ukuthi hayi sathatha ilizwe singazi ukuthi ukubusa ilizwe akufuni ukuhlula ukuthi ilizwe ulihluthuni. Ilizwe uma ulithatha ukuthi ulibuse kumele ulithathe ngendlela e-right or ma kuwukuthi mhlawumbe subonile ukuthi uyehlulekile vuma ukuthi hayi thina sihlulekile sinasazi lokhu lalokhu nalokhu but-ke sesicela ukuthi mhlawumbe ilizwe silibisele back to ebantwini abantu bakhethe bona inkokheli esingakwazi ukuthatha ilizwe zilise phambili nokuthi ukomelele entweni yobonaka ukuthi vele angeke uzuyikhona ngoba vele kahle kahle kona ayikho into abangayenza ilizwe liphethe zimpuphuthe zabazi ukuthi kahle kahle bayapho bonke beyi-2 abantu abaphethe laphana sesikhuluma iqiniso abazi ukuthi ilizwe ulithatha la ulise kuphi. Isolution okwamanje abanayo isolution nje abangabanayo ukuthi ngabavuma ukuthi bathathe ilizwe balibisele back ebantwini kube ngabantu abazodecide i-future yeZimbabwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Paul Ndlovu, ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Ngibongile nami.
Yeah, so in brief, Paul Ndlovu saying the government has actually failed to run the country and the best thing is to just humble themselves and say, we have failed. And then we have a new kind of setup, you know?
Yeah. I think we have a caller. Hello, caller.
I understand he dropped, but let me take this opportunity to just acknowledge some of those that are following us on our VOA Shona Facebook page before we go back to our guest to wrap up. We have our top fans that are here, and also our regular fans. We thank you. And some are always asking, how do you get a badge of being a top fan? You have to be following and commenting and sharing the live feed. Cornelius Musitu, thank you very much. Zulu, 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 thank you. Chemist Moyo, thank you very much. Parazai Ian Matongo, thank you. Egeas Muvindi, our top fan, thank you very much. We were not able to call you today, but we will definitely call you in future. Mutengo, Robson Jojo is here, but I hear Courtney is back. Hello, caller.
Come on, you know.
Taura itins, go talk taura nani.
Oh, nikuluma ukotini.
Okay, ufunu ukulume iti ndebele.
Ah, maskulume shona, maskulume shona.
Oh, hebo. Taura itins.
Ah, semanu alinda zanipese ya kundi kana, nida kundi ya perai. Ende, kutida mkurefi uri pere kai. Ndada watu tila wakara free duty kuma company. Esa wita zifio. Karangu ize zire muna anu kuna boda fio kana kundi. Zire nika angangu ipinja. Che tasunga badari duty pa boda bada. Ndiya uzi zinze watu wa raitu nika miami. Mwani. Doza mungu kundi wa dai wa me zanipese faita wezo. Zewa kundi zanipese kuchira wala mirra. Zawo saru zevrani.
I watch but makadaro mkulu mena Gibbs aripana apa since mchitukuluma Gibbs kuluma
yeah, Void, ubala njana kuluma kwenza gala naskuluma ke nga mafuja smote Kodni, Kodni
Narita ke mkumaz, Narita wa zambolona but basically it was just you know, saying that he feels that there should be an open market for anybody to import fuel otherwise this problem will keep persisting.
Right, let's go back to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Joseph Chuma, we have been hearing people that that are saying your party has literally failed. And this question is based on the fact that maybe you've been in the ZANU-PF system for a long time. Now, the question is, we heard long back that there was this economic system called ESAP. Thereafter, we had many other blueprints, including ZIMPREST, ZIMASSET, you know, even projects like the Jatropa one, then comes the Command Agriculture. And people are saying all those actually failed. And they're saying it's because ZANU-PF is incapable of running a country. So now they're saying that's why people are in such a fix. Just a quick response on that.
But my simple response is that the reason why I keep on mentioning that it's time we do development and have even Chamisa coming on board and we're all working together, and people are saying, no, why should you not? Because you've been given the mandate. Let me explain what it means. Even if right now Chamisa becomes the president and MDC is the ruling party, if we decide not to play the ball and sabotage him, you'll be in the same situation as us right now. Do you know how it actually happens? For the country's economy to thrive, there's need for foreign direct investment, there's need for engagement with everybody. But look at it this way now. We are having people in NDC, super people. Just yesterday, I was watching a video of a Job Sikala, who happens to be the vice chairman of NDC, actually making threats on Twitter, saying that I'm giving Emerson another 2 weeks to take the call, to take his phone and call Chamisa, our president. If he doesn't do that, okay, we're coming to the street, we're going to remove him, violently. And now, we have an investor who has to come to Zimbabwe, genuinely. And we've seen such a situation. Do you think that person is going to come and pay money in Zimbabwe while they are threats of unrest and wars and stuff like that? They will not do that. So it becomes difficult for us as a ZANU-PF government to implement things that are going to take corrective measures.
Like, yeah, so, yes.
We need an investor who will come here and put plans even for manufacturing medicine, manufacturing cars and stuff. How will they come to Zimbabwe when other people are making threats every day? So we are not living in fear to say anytime anything can actually start, can just erupt and we can be in a situation where there is civil war or something like that.
Mr. Chuma, I think we'll have to hold your horse there, you know, and just ask Mr. Ngwenya Kungopinda 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Ngotoro, Nemas Gatoro, Navachuma, Mamua, Onasi.
Ya, nokuti kana hurumende ine corruption, kana hurumende isina mandate, kana hurumende ichiramba kuti haigoni, kuti inogona, vari vachiti vanogona, iwo vasingagoni, hapana chinhu chingafamba, saka ngavagadzirise zvavakatanga ivo kukangasa kwacho.
Aiwa, tinokutendai.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Time is out. Sorry, we're out of time. Yeah. To thank our guests, Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Joyce Mwenya. Selling office keeps to be in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Mavris Mklanganya, who is saying, hey, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk. Ngati kurukurei. Bye-bye.